Blog Talk Radio. the Visions, you know, that song In the Visions by Stevie Wonder, kind of opens up in line with what we're talking about tonight. I always usually try to open up with a song that is in line first and foremost with what we're talking about, because vision denotes reception, right? Vision denotes reception. You have to be able to receive something solid, something in a material form, whether it's solid, you know, or just energy or some sort of liquid or whatever. You have to be able to receive something in order for it, you to have a vision of it, in order for it to register in your mind or get an image of it as something. People say all the time that, you know, they get this from the Euro Society of the White Man about making up things and imagining things and just coming out of nowhere with something. And I said that everything comes from someplace. Everything. Your ideas, the truth, the lies, everything comes from someplace. I said there's no such thing as lies. There's fragmented truths. People take bits and pieces of truth and sprinkle them together and mesh them together to try to get an effect or to create something. You know? I'm thinking, you know, about a lot of the posts I've been putting up lately, you know, referring to God, because I said as of this year going forward, we putting God first in the state of mental. We are going to keep God first, same way with the Christians say. But thing is, the God we're talking about is not the God of the Christians. It's not the God of the Muslims. It's not the God of the Israelites. It's not the God of the Buddhists and all these other, you know, bottom feeder groups and people who are under the guise of the mystery gods. No, this God that we're putting first is Amun, the true and living God. He has always been the true and living God. He's a real person. A lot of people have a problem with that. And it's funny. I get more people who, you know, I get mixed feelings about it. Certain people are with it, you know, Amun and things like that. And, you know, they're able to make a connection with it through ancient Egypt, which is fine. As long as they don't stay stuck in ancient Egypt and keep thinking I'm talking about the same Amun back there. You know, no, the Amun that we're speaking about is not Amun Ra. I want to make that clear. It's not no pagan or mythological god. And it's funny, I got a lot of the 5%ers who came up here and they was like, oh, you know, what's this pagan god you worshiping? And the pagan, I heard this, and the Nation of Islam did the same thing. Right? Yet, you know, there's plenty of books where Allah, you know, as many different names and titles as he has been referred to as a pagan god. 360 pagan idols of worship, as I can remember, part of the 360 pagan gods, right? Or was it 99 pagan gods? I think it was 360. Allah was one of the 360 idols, right, of pagan worship. But whatever. A lot of people had a problem with me, you know, talking about making reception with God. You know, you get the Negroes, I am God. I don't need to make no reception with God. You know, I am God. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, then, you know, why are you under the white man? Get our people out of being up under the white man and create a new system or a new thing for our people, God, if you God. You can't tell me you God and you're still following the system of the white man, who you call the devil. Doesn't make any sense. God does. God don't talk. God don't proclaim. God does. You know, we got a bunch of people who just pay lip service and want to use that title, but they don't want to really know what that's about. They don't understand that that title of a supreme being or God or whatever it is work. It is continuous work. It is continuous reception. It is growing. It is a stage of constantly growing. It's not sitting and proclaiming a title and professing to be that title and not putting out any work. If God, who is the creator of the universe, right? Because I always ask all the people who claim they're God, who created the universe, who created Earth, who created all these things that you see? It wasn't y'all. And if y'all did, then create another world for us. That's what I say to all you gods out there who claim that you God. Put your egos down, sit your behinds down, and receive. But you can't tell that to a lot of our people because they think that they want to, just like the kids in that movie, are we there yet? They want to be there. They don't want to take the journey or the continuous journey to receiving and becoming gods or supreme beings. They don't understand that. This is a lifelong journey. And on this road to becoming gods, you have to do the work. Right? It's not just wearing the titles. A brother said on Facebook, he said, you know, a lot of our people, they want to wear that title because it sounds cute, it sounds nice, it sounds all this, that, and the third, but they don't want to put the work in to do what it takes. A lot of our people is coming out of pure ego. It's coming from pure ego because they don't want to believe or they don't want to accept that someone is greater than them that's keeping things in order. I said that, you know, the people that are keeping things in order right now, the people who are the physical representation of God on earth, is the white man now. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. He is the, well, I'll say this, I'll say he's the artificial representation of the white of God on earth. He's the artificial because the natural representation of God on earth has been null and void. They've been null and void. They've been light bulbs that went out a long time ago. Our people haven't been relevant as gods since ancient Egypt and Nubia when those fell, when we ruled the world, when we set policy, when we were in connection with God, and we were understanding that we were growing as gods. God, the state of God, the godship or godhood, is a continuous reception of growth. We have to receive this reception to keep growing. If we are not receiving this reception to keep ourselves growing and doing greater and better things, then we're not God. You're out of touch with that. You're out of tune with it. You might have some distant memories of it in the past, which is why if you notice a lot of our people constantly talking about God in the past, they're not talking about God in the future. You understand? They're coasting off of the fumes of other people. They're coasting off the fumes of the Egyptians. They're coasting off of the works and the works of the Egyptians, the Sumerians, the so-called black Arabs, right? They're not doing anything for themselves. They're not doing anything going into today, right? I acknowledge that my power to receive there was a problem. I'm going to have to reset this show. Oh, wow. Had a little bit of a problem. I might have made a mistake, people. Might be a little technical problem here. I'm going to have to go in and do something. Bear with me. We might go out for a second, but I'm coming back. We had a little bit of a problem. Yeah. If I go back out, just stay online. Well, I'll try and come back in. So, give me a second. I have to edit our time. I made a mistake. That's what I forgot to do. Duration of time, 15 minutes. Let me see if I could fix this. I forgot to do this. Hopefully it goes through. All right. Okay, let me see if it went through. I made a mistake, people. I didn't set the time right on the show. You know, that's my. Just bear with me for a second. Let me make sure it went through because I don't want to just go out. Because I've been talking for about 15 minutes. Okay, it's set. Phew. All right. I was about to fade out in another 15 minutes. I finally found out how to do it, how to edit my time. So we got our 2 hours here. Yeah, the reception. The reception is important in the evolution of our people. We can't say that we can no longer talk about we're gods if we're not acting as physical counterparts to God. If we're not raising our children to become gods, When people ask who and what is God, you are growing into God. God is further ahead than us. God is our children, our future progeny, our children, our children's children. I keep saying that. God is, Amen, is our future children, our future generation coming. That is a God race. We're supposed to be following them. We're supposed to be in a race following them, a Amen race or a continuous race of people. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we're supposed to be becoming. That's what we're supposed to be headed toward. We're not there yet. We should never be there yet. All right? We should be constantly and continuously making reception to move us forward. But you got too many lazy Negroes who want to be there. So being that they want to be there, we're never going to get from there to here. We're never going to move from point A to B, from C to D to D. You're going to have the same people talking the same thing in rotation over and over and over again. There'll be no growth. Right? So that's why I said what I said about God and, you know, this whole idea. Like, we know we're supposed to be receiving something to change our lives. If we're not receiving anything to change our lives, you know, for the better, if we're not receiving reception that's going to help bring out our capabilities, then we're not gods. God is growing. God is growing. If these so-called people who call themselves gods can't honestly say that their lives have changed from each year they're on the planet, then you're not in tune with anything. You gods should not be doing the same thing you was doing last year. You understand that? You should be doing more. Every year you on the planet, you're supposed to be changing and evolving and growing into something greater. You're not supposed to be working the same job. You're not supposed to be making the same money. You're supposed to be doing more. You're not supposed to be in the same, talking about the same things. That's growth. That's God. God is growth. God is growth. If we're not growing as a people, changing and evolving, then we're not gods. You understand? We're just mortal people who will die. Die in our own little circles. Like we've been doing. Sister tried to tell me, she said, oh, brother, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be getting at each other's throat like this. You know, we should be all trying to come together as one. And I said, no, thank you. Because I questioned the brother about the 5% of teachings. And I wasn't really even questioning him about the teachings. It was more or less, I said, you know, I made a statement about, you know, slave, we got to let the slave gods go and things like that. And, you know, the old gods of the past, the Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and whatever, we got to let the Israelitism, all that stuff go if we're going to move forward as a new people into the future. And the 5% guy came on and commented, yeah, you know, we got to let go of these spook gods. Something he said along those lines and that effect. But then at the end of your name, you got Allah at the end of your name. So you've linked yourself to Islam. Whether you call it I Self Lord and Master or Arm, Leg, Arm, Head, whatever you're saying or whatever y'all doing. And I'm not taking any shots at the 5%. I'm just saying that you're linking yourself to a religion. Whether you call it a culture or not, that's something y'all made up. If that's just like me taking Christianity and calling it collective help and something and making something else out of that and saying Christianity is no longer a religion, it's a culture. I just can make up anything. I could just say anything. It don't have to make sense. Just whatever I want to say. No, we can't govern ourselves by that. You understand? We can't govern ourselves. We have to govern ourselves by logic, by truth, by reality. That is not a reality. When you calling on Allah or Jesus or whoever these gods are, you link yourself to these things and you become part of the problem because you're stuck in the old world and you don't want to let go. You understand that? God moves on. You know, God don't connect himself with things of the past. God is constantly moving into the future. We're going to talk about that in great detail tonight. I'm glad I fixed that time because we would have went out, people. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays, and this is State of Mental Radio. And tonight, the reality and evolution of growing toward God by reception. Right? What do I mean by reception? In contact with. Your children are supposed to be becoming God. They're supposed to be evolving into God. They're supposed to be faster than you. When you're producing children that are faster than you mentally, they're becoming gods. God is coming from your bloodline. Supreme beings are supposed to come out of your bloodline every generation. You understand? Your children are supposed to look at you doing different things, doing new things, moving toward that godship, that godhood. God is not a spook or a mystery. People are saying, I worship Amun, and Amun is some spook mythological god. I'm like, you must not listen to my broadcast at all. I never worship no Amun Ra, no spook god. I don't do that. We don't do that. Amun is my children. Amun is my children's children. The Amun beings and the Amun race are my future ascendants, my children, not my descendants, my ascendants, the ones who have risen. Understand? The ones who have risen in intelligence, the ones who continue to go through in the name and after the likeness of God, Amun, the true and living God. The same energy and power that we had that charged us forward to build societies and civilizations on earth is the same charge that we have to build into the future state, into the future world. That's what I'm trying to get our people connected with, the future state, the future world, to catch up with our ascendants, not keep focusing on the descendants, but to focus on the ascendants, the ones who have made it, our children, our bloodline, from our bloodline, because we are from the bloodline of God. You understand that? We are from the bloodline of God. Some of our people are not. Some of our people, I'm not going to sit here and say every black person is God. That's like saying every light bulb in the carton is working when we know we got some burnt out. Right? Don't matter. That's like, you know, calling a person who's burnt out and not acknowledging that, and being, not just more, forget acknowledging, but being or operating or functioning as quote-unquote God. The people who are not doing that, putting in the work, then you're not God. You're not God. You understand that? You're not God. You have to function as God. You understand that? You have to function as God. People have a problem with things. People have a problem, like I said, and I see our people acting out and doing things and, you know, all this stuff, like I said, all of the behavior and the mentality and the negativity, these are people that are disconnected from God. You understand? These people are disconnected. You understand that? We are trying to reconnect ourselves. You understand? We are trying to reconnect ourselves. You understand? We are trying to catch the live reception. You understand? Think on a higher level. Feed ourselves. You know? You know? Feed ourselves. Move forward. Connect further. See, because if we don't do that, we're going to constantly keep going in rotations. People got a big problem, like I said, with my post. I posted about our people so-called calling themselves God. Well, like I said, y'all got to live up to that title or stop calling yourself that. See, we, in the state of mentality, we don't refer to ourselves as God because too many people out here refer to themselves as God, the wrong people, right? We refer to ourselves as Amun. Amun beings, our men and our women. You understand? We refer to ourselves as Amun beings. That says it all. Supreme people, elect people. We refer to ourselves as the elect, the elves, or the tell people. You understand? The mental people, the intellectuals. We don't do the God thing. We don't refer to ourselves as God. We only use God as a figurehead for who we are becoming, right? God is constantly in a state of becoming. Our people don't realize that. Our people want to say they God, they want God, this, that, and the third. But yeah, like I said, and they'll say, oh, like I had somebody tell me, and this was funny, that, you know, I worship, you know, the pagan gods of the white man. And these same people are following the same system and following, living in under the system of the white man. So I'm like, okay, if these gods are so-called in control of things, as they say, if they are in charge of things, build your own societies. That should be nothing for a god to do. You talk about the white man, but he is acting as a physical counterpart of God because he's building. God builds. God don't talk. Building is not talking. God builds. God constructs. God destructs. Right? That's how that works. The people who are building things are in reception on some level, shape, or form. They're coming together collectively. It is in our nature to congregate for reception. It's in our nature. We congregate on a lower level in this atmosphere because God congregates with his people. God congregates with his people. God joins together with his people collectively, and they do things. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God always moved in a collective, in a group. So how do we come to be or think of ourselves as individuals if God even moved in a collective, in a group? You understand that? Did we get it from Islam, where they said in Islam, Allah is alone and has no partners? That's not true. What about the angels, the so-called angels or the messengers that walked with him? God moved in a collective, a group, a congregation, men and women. God had a wife. Right? Wherever you see an almond, you see an almanet. Or Allah, you see a lot. Even though the Muslims try to say, oh, there's no Allah, then this, then the third. They don't want God to have a wife. They don't want God to have a woman. They don't want God to be thought of as a man. Right? Because I guess that would bring up too many questions. And then the question would be is, why are you not in reception with God to know this? How does God live his life according to or in unison with man? Or how is man supposed to be living his life in unison with God? You don't know that because you're not in reception with God. That's why you have to follow so-called prophets. Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, and all the lives of these other people, right? But you can't tell me how Allah lived his life. How he exists. How he moves. You can't tell me that. Yet you're supposed to follow that. That's what you call bad reception. Right? That's what you call bad reception. People are twisted mentally. People should know. And you should be in tune with God to know how to move, how to think, how to follow. You should know that. But see, the problem with our people is we've become so egotistical. I'm my own God. Nobody telling me nothing. Really? You deny any reception with God that a future being or future supreme being exists beyond you who knows more than you? That's like the father saying that his son is not going to know more than him. When you do that, that's like cutting the intelligence of God. You're coming against the intelligence of God, the evolution of God's intelligence, when you say that your son is not going to be smarter than you or your daughter. You cut the intelligence of God because God's intelligence is supposed to flow through them. God is supposed to move in the blood. Supremacy is supposed to move in the blood because that blood represents what? It represents a magnetic force field. Do you not have platelets in your blood? Magnets that act as pullers or receivers? Yes. Yes. You have these magnets in your blood to act as receivers or pullers. Magnetic field that pulls in intelligence. So by this, you're supposed to understand or have a guideline in which you are following. Certain people are following the guidelines. You know how you know that? Because you see the success of these people. And the people who are not successful, they'll sit here I'm talking about the genuinely successful people, people like your Berry Gordy's and your Honorable Elijah Muhammad's and, you know, people like that. You're genuinely successful people, not these ones who sat on the white man's lap or did anything, you know, to get where they had to get. I'm talking about the genuinely successful people. These people were following a blueprint laid out to them by God, and they referred to it as inspiration. These people were in reception. They were receiving the intelligence of God. They opened themselves up. Right? This is an evolution of God and man becoming. There was a time where we wouldn't even acknowledge ourselves or even link ourselves to God or put ourselves on the level with God. A lot of our people, like I said, they're doing it out of lip service and not really God because, like I said, God does things that ordinary people do not. When you see some of our people who are doing extraordinary things, these people are in reception with God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was in reception with God. Dr. Malachi Z. York was in reception with God. I am in reception with God. When I say I'm in reception with God, when I say they were in reception with God, people like Berry Gordy, John H. Johnson were in reception with God, what that means is we were receiving the intelligence of God from the future to pull us forward in the present. God sends intelligence, sends reception to pull people forward. And if you are tuned in to receive it, if you are not in a submental state, you will receive it. I don't care if you're a woman or a man, you will receive the intelligence. You understand? Because you have become an instrument of God. God is a future man who is constantly moving into the future, continuously, and he's continuously sending reception to the people. A man. A man. An eternal man. Not a human, not a created man, not a mortal being. A man, one who has discovered or one who has lived or lives outside of time and does not live or die. Now, to a lot of people, oh, brother, that sounds like some spookism. That's because you're not in tune with God. Don't listen to these Negroes who talk this nonsense that you're supposed to be God and you're talking about spookism. How is that spookism? If it came to me in an if it came to me in an image or in my imagination, as you see, and in the word you see, imagination, you see the word image, you understand, or image of a nation. If I have this image, then obviously somewhere it had to come from somewhere, it had to be sent from somewhere. You understand? Just because you're not getting it, don't say that it's not real because it's not real to you. God is not sending reception to everybody. Hello? God is not sending reception to everybody. And you got these people who are not in reception with God, they're going to hate you for being in reception to God. They'll call you everything. They'll say, oh, you worship the spook, and this is spooky, and this, that, and the third, because they're not in tune with God. They keep doing the same simple-minded things, and their lives are not changing, and they just going in circles over and over and over again, and they think that that's how life is supposed to be. They think life is supposed to move in a cipher. It's not. Not for those who are in reception with God. It's not. Those of you who are in reception with God, your life is not supposed to move in a circle. It's supposed to move in a straight line. A straight line of accomplishments. A straight line of evolution. You understand that? That's how your life is supposed to move. That's why when you see people, extraordinary people I mentioned like Dr. Malachi Z. York, you know, and you have Negroes who hated on him, because he wrote all those books because he was accomplished. They couldn't wait to say, jump on that lie that he molested somebody. They couldn't wait. You understand? They couldn't wait. Because that way they could bring him down, and they got an excuse for being a bunch of lazy, good-for-nothing niggas who ain't doing nothing in the world. That go for everybody who had something negative to say. They couldn't wait to slander the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he was, you know, when the sisters came out, you know, women came to play about his personal life with the women. They couldn't wait because that's hate. That's people who are not in reception with God. The people who are in reception with God, they lift up other luminaries like these great men. You understand? They lift up other luminaries, people who are extraordinary, and they hold themselves to these people as light. They look at these people and they know. They see, God recognizes God. True gods recognize true gods. True supreme beings recognize true supreme beings. You understand? The ones who hate, those are your submentals, your low-level Negroes, your lesser gods, I call them. Those are your lesser gods, your under gods. You know, those are the ones who have to do all the labor in the world and nothing's coming through them because God didn't see fit to send them reception. God didn't see fit to send them reception. Like I said, they say they can't see God. Yo, you talking some spookism, brother. You know, I'm God, brother. You talking spookism, brother. Why is it spookism? Well, you got to show and prove, brother. Show and prove? Really? What will be proof enough for you? I say, did you create yourself? Yeah, brother. Okay. Kill yourself and recreate yourself. If you God, if you created yourself, kill yourself and recreate yourself. Without a woman, right? Kill yourself and recreate yourself. Right? Go to another universe. Right? Break down the building blocks in the atom. And what is the building blocks within an atom? How far does it stretch in time, or does it stretch out of time? You understand? Break all that down for me. Since you God, you should know all these things. You understand? And not from reading any white man's books, because if you God, you ain't got to go in no dictionary. You just know it, and it's supposed to make sense, supposed to resonate to make sense. You don't have to go in a white man's dictionary or in his book if you God. You a goddamn fool. You understand? And you're gonna want to sit around and keep fooling the people and telling lies. You understand? We don't need any lies here. If we're gonna be people moving forward, we don't need any more lies. We don't need people telling us they're gods and you're not showing and proving. You're not doing things that are godly. I give you an example of real gods: Dr. Malachi Z. York, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, John H. Johnson, Barry Gordon. I gave you examples of real gods. You want some white gods? Here go some white gods. John D. Rockefeller. You know, the ones that them Negroes named their company after Jay-Z and them Rockefeller Records, where they put the A on it like Negroes. People that changed people's lives, that made a difference in the world. You understand? The people who, had they not been born, there would have been a big gap in the evolution of our people. You understand? Not some Negro who could get shot down in the street and then nobody give a damn whether he lived or died. His life don't mean a damn thing. Or some white man or whatever. Don't matter. Whatever the man is. These are people not in reception with God. So if you claim to be God, make yourself useful in the evolution of our people. That's what I said. When I said, I'm tired of these Negroes sitting up here talking about they God, and you're not doing nothing in the evolution of our people. Go to hell, man. Go to hell, nigga. You ain't doing nothing. All you doing is taking up space, man. You know, you holding down the concrete, whatever. You holding down the block, and you just talking nonsense. You interested in bragging rights and sounding good. Here, we don't do that. A lot of people say, oh, brother, you being kind of hard on people and whatnot. No, you know what? Our people need something. They need something hard on their ass. You understand? They need it. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to be sugarcoated and spoken softly to, because ain't nobody treating us nice in the world. And we don't deserve to be treated nice. You know? The white man treats you like crap in this society, then you want to get mad when the brothers question your little teachings. But the white man, he'll come along and call your teaching BS in your face, or just write a new article. Nobody, you niggas don't get mad about that. But then when somebody questions it, and then you want to turn into King Kong. You want to turn into a bunch of sensitive little girls because somebody questioned you. Real questions, logical questions, and you niggas mad because you can't answer it. That go for you Pan-Africanists. That go for you 5%ers. That go for anybody who had a problem with what we said here. You understand? Because it's not personal against you. Y'all not important enough to make it personal. It's not about being personal. It's about people who are being misled. We need the truth out here. And God damn it, if y'all not going to provide the truth, then sit the hell down. Sit your asses down. If you ain't gonna, all you going to do is spend another 30 or 40 years talking about how you God and you the God of yourself, nobody want to hear that no more. Nobody cares about, you know, you niggas bragging about you guards and whatnot, and you standing around the hood with your hands in your pocket holding up a damn building on the, in front of a project built by some white man. You understand that? The woman damn sure don't want to hear that. We have to bring forward a future generation of people who are thinking. Who are thinking into the future. You understand? Who actually have a shot at becoming supreme people. This is real. You understand that? This is real. And in order to do that, you got to break a few eggs. You got to tell some harsh realities. You got to give some harsh truth. You understand that? Got to wipe away the Windex. Wipe away the shinola. Wipe away the glossiness. Take off the goddamn velvet glove. And let you see how it really is. Telling our people, nigga, if you can't produce, if you calling around calling yourself God and you not producing mentally and physically, you not producing and helping to move our people forward, not saying the same thing over and over again, like you done rode the short bus half your life to school. Because that's what retarded people do. They keep saying the same thing over and over again. We got that. Now what? If you can't move, your teaching can't move us along in an evolutionary state, give us something new. Give us something new to think about. Give us something new to work with. Give us something new to build on. Because that's all God is about. God is about new, about the new, about the next. That's what God is. God is about the next reception. The new reception, the constant elevation and the evolution of our people. That's what God is. Not somebody sitting up here talking about the same thing in a circle over and over and over and over again, trying to sound deep and heavy. You understand? No. We don't need that. We need live feed. We need live reception. You understand that? Let's not sacrifice the babies to another 20 or 30 years of nonsense. Madness, silliness. Let's move them forward. Because if we're not moving forward, they're not moving forward. Right? God will move on without us, but we won't move on without God. I'm going to say it again. God will move forward without us. And he's proven it. God has proven that he's moved forward without us. All the things that you see the white man doing out here in America, that's God. God let him win the war and take over this land called America. That's why he put God up. He put God up and we took God down. He put God up. He said in God we trust. He put that eye in that pyramid up. To signify that God was real and that God lives in a world. That's what that means. God is all-powerful. Amen is all-powerful God. And he lives in a world separate from ours. Now, you want to say that's paganism and whatever else. Hell, it worked for the white man. He controlling your black ass. He controlling you gods and goddesses. So don't give me that crap about, oh, that's that paganism, that pagan god, he worshiped the devil, he worshiped some pagan gods. Well, when you real gods going to stand up and show and prove your real power? When that's going to happen? How that happen? You understand? How that happen where, you know, these people, with their fake gods, can rule over you, but you the real God. How's that happening? You understand that? God moves through the soul. He moves through the mental. Right? God moves through the soul. He moves through the mental. God don't move in spirits. He sends messages. Right? God don't move in spirits. Why I say that is because the word spirit is short for spiritual. And I explain, those of you who are new, I'm going to explain this again. Spirit is short for spiritual, and the word spiritual means special rituals. A rotation of practices. A rotation of special practices. that a person does in religion. That's what spiritual really means, a special ritual of practices. All right? So all you people sitting around talking about you spiritual, you really don't know what you're saying. You're just repeating stuff. That's what tells me that our people are not in tune. Because if you were in tune, you wouldn't call yourself spiritual. You understand? You wouldn't call yourself spiritual. The white man and the other races, they spiritual because they do things in the rotation. The ones, you know, they do things religiously and you follow them religiously in prayer and meditation and things like that. You follow them in rotation. So if you're following them in a rotation, then you are spiritually linked and connected to these people. Spirituality is all about earthbound things. Spiritual is physical. Spirituality is all about earthbound things. Because all the rituals that go on here, where they going on it? On earth. Where all the so-called special rituals go on at? All the special rituals go on earth. They ain't going on no place else. All your spirituality or your spiritual things that people are doing, praying and fasting and chanting and, you know, all the things they do, all that works in a rotation, right? That works in a time frame. That works in a time period. When you start praying, you pray for a certain period of time and then you stop. When you giving out charity or throwing rocks or doing whatever you're doing in your ritual, chanting, drawing little things on your head, bowing and praying, you doing these things in a ritual. You doing these things in a ritual. You understand? Which denotes that it's in a time frame. Right? These are the things that our people are not in tune with. You understand? These are the things our people are not in tune with. If our people claim to be in tune or connected, then I got to ask you, what are you doing? What are you doing? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had every right to call himself the messenger of Allah. You understand? And you had Negroes that jumped on the bandwagon behind him because they wanted to touch it. They wanted to touch the hem of his garment, and they wanted to be like him. They wanted to wear the crown on his head, on their head. You understand? They wanted to wear the crown on their head. They wanted to wear the star, the sun, moon, and star, and the universe on their head. So you had a lot of people trying to catch on to his thunder, catch on to his power, catch his reception. Yeah, a lot of people doing that. But see, in this thing here, we're going to have to receive as a collective together. No more of this nonsense of we all gods, but yeah, all the gods ain't doing a damn thing. Like I said, if you got a bunch of burnt out bulbs in a carton and there's only one bulb working, you're going to utilize that bulb and throw the rest of the bulbs in the damn garbage. Right? That's what you're going to do. So all you gods that are not working, all you claiming and you not getting any reception and you not bringing the evolution of our people forward, we're going to throw you niggas in the garbage, man. You understand? We got to throw you niggas in the garbage, man, because you niggas not doing nothing. But, you know, we're tired of you niggas adding on and having something to say, you know, and you're not helping anything. You understand? Tired of you niggas and y'all lip service. You understand? You guys are eyesore. You know, you are a symbol of uselessness. You understand? No, we need real reception. You understand? We need real reception. We need real people collectively coming together for the evolution of our people in a new and strong movement. A people who are in tune with the true and living God, not just people who paying lip service. People who are in tune, people who are doing things on an extraordinary level beyond what everybody else is doing. Because God only deals with a chosen few. He sends his power. He sends his reception to an elect few. And like I said, to these Negroes who sit up here talking about, oh, brother, that's spooky. What is God that you're talking about? I said it again. I'll say it once. I'll say it again. God is moving into the future. God is a state in growth. We are growing into God's. God is moving into the future. God is sending messages. God exists in the future and will continue to exist in the future. We are the lower frames or lower forms of God here. Right? Just as you were at a time where you were a baby to a young man, to a grown man, to an older man, you know, that's how God is. However, God doesn't become old. God is always new. God is always renewing. When man becomes old, it's because he stops thinking. He stops renewing himself. Right? And that's real. Man and woman are not supposed to become old. We're supposed to mature. They are your human race. They become old and outdated and worn out. We're supposed to become mature. And we're supposed to be always in a state of evolution, constantly renewing ourselves. Constantly renewing ourselves. You understand that? But those of our people, like I said, who don't get this, you're not in tune with God. So it's useless to explain it to you. It's not some spiritual, spooky nonsense. This is our children. You don't understand that? God damn it. This is our children. This is our ascension, our bloodline into the future. And you might say, well, brother, you know, I ain't got, how does the future exist? Well, I don't got no kids yet. Or, you know, yeah, you do have children. You plan on having them, right? That means it happened already. Your children are already here. Just the past still exists. The future exists. It's all one timeline. God is existing into the future. Your children, like I said, it's a long line of succession. But you have to succeed in order to be a part of that line. It's a long line of succession. It's a continuous line of succession on the way to becoming God. Because the thing is, you never get there. You want to constantly be on a road where you're constantly traveling and becoming stronger. You never want to stop. That's like a weightlifter lifting weights and getting big, and then he stopped. What's going to happen? He's going to get flabby. He's going to get man boobs. Going to get man titties. Excuse me for saying that way. His arms going to droop. So what he got to do? He got to constantly keep working out to stay big. That's how God works. You have to constantly be receiving reception in order to become or constantly be becoming God. There is no stop. This thing continues. This is ongoing. There is no I'm God. All right, God, you there? Do something to show and prove you God. And like I said, I'm not taking shots at the 5% of the nations and gods. I'm talking about anybody who's claiming that title God because, see, that title is not exclusive to the 5% no more. You got everybody claiming to be God because it's like somebody said on Facebook, it's a cute thing now. Everybody want to be God now, gods and goddesses, right? The 5% don't just claim that. You got the ancient so-called Kemetic people. You got the ancient Nubian people, the so-called future Nubian, whatever the hell y'all calling yourself. The people with the Kemetic science, the metaphysicians. You got the Egyptologists. You got the Pan-African. Everybody God now. Everybody God. Right? You God. He God. She God. Everybody God. You niggas need to give it up. Knock it off. Knock it off. Right? God is reception. God is constant growth. Amun is God. Amun is God. Amun does have partners. He does have people that walk with him. God has a wife. God has children. God has friends. Has statesmen, stateswomen, right? God has all of these things, just as you do. God has done all these things. I got new books coming out where I'm talking about God logically. God logically decoded. That's going to be a title of a book, God Logically Decoded, probably. Meaning I'm breaking all that down logically. See, because when you break down things logically to people, that's the power of God. You know, the ability to break down things logically and people who have a problem with that logic. Because I was doing this all day today and I was having a good time and I had to stop. You know, I was going back and forth with the Pan-Africanists, the 5% breaking things down. Until they got off my post, because I guess they didn't want to go back and forth no more. I was having four, and I had to go out and take care of some business, and I came back and started answering questions again. But logic is God. Logic is God. Intelligence is God. Because in all things in creation, that took logic and intelligence. Are you not a biological being? Biological. A thinking being. It took thought, pure thought, pure the pure power of intelligence to structure this thing. That's what I'm looking to connect with. I want that connection. I want my sons and daughters to have that connection. I don't want them hearing some nigga nonsense about, oh, we gods, and we got to get in the cipher, and this, that, and that. No, I don't want to hear that. I want my children linking with the real intelligence of God. You understand that? That's what I want. I want my children linking with the real intelligence of God. I want them to be able to splice atoms and things like that. Things a white man is doing already. That shows you how far ahead of us that he is. He already splicing atoms and things like that, and going into quarks and biats and all this. What are our kids talking about? Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, the latest video game. That's what our kids talking about. And I say it to you gods, all you so-called gods out there, if you gods, your children should be astronomical. Your children should be off the wall. Because if you gods, then the children you putting out, the children you producing, they should be astronomical. They should be off the damn charts with their intelligence. They should be ridiculous with their intelligence. Because that's what gods put out. That's the output of gods. If you're not putting that out, And your kids, you God, and your kids playing video games, or smoking weed, or listening to a bunch of ignorant hip hop, but you God, and you allow that? You understand? That's what you produce? I don't know. Like I said, the tree is known by the fruit that it bears. The tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Say it again. The tree is known by the fruit that it bears. If you bear strange fruit, if you bearing useless fruit, then that means, see, the tree was useless. That means you gods were useless. You goddesses were useless. You were as useless as those burnt out light bulbs we were talking about and the carton that you throw away. What do you do with useless things? You throw them away. Y'all don't even see God threw our people away. The majority of our people, he threw away. You're not dealing with our people. Because our people don't want God. They want to be God, but they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to do anything to show that they God. Okay, I say, I'll buy it. If you tell me you God, I'm buying what you're selling. You tell me you God, show it. Because I know God's power comes through reception. I know it. I know that God is a future man. Named Amen. I know God is a future man. I don't believe this. I know. I trust in God. Same way I trust in my bloodline and my children and my genetics. I trust in God. Because I know they will be here. That's not a belief. That's a fact. My children will be here. My grandchildren will be here. They are becoming God. They are the extension of God. They will continue to become God. And they will continue to move forward. You understand? The power of God is just like that you ever seen that movie Fallen, where that power is moving through the people. He touched this guy and it goes through him and it goes through him and it goes through that person. Symbolic, but that's supposed to be what God does. When you touch people, that you resonate with them and you inspire these people to become greater than you. That's what I want to leave behind. That's what God leaves behind. That's what the people with the God who get the God connection do. That's what the ancient Nubians did, the ancient Egyptians, the Kemites, the Sumerians, and now the modern day Americans, the ones who built this country. That's what they do. People in tune with God are builders. The Masons got it right. They did say it. The people in tune with God. The ones who acknowledge God They know God is a builder. Not a talker, but a builder. We'll be right back. People are so funny. Well, I'm not going to say all people. People are funny, right? People will try to get across to you their ways of thinking. And when they don't make sense and you question them, they get mad with you. They get mad. I don't really care. But people get mad at you when you question their beliefs and whatnot. I had this this sister up there. She posts, first of all, she posts something on my page about something about African, the K with the K-A-N. And I'm like, you know, I guess she's seen the debates. I said, I'm not African. I said, the word African is a slave name. That's a name, a colonized name that the Romans gave those people who lived in that area. You understand? That was a colonized, that was a name that was meant for colonization. I said, I'm not an African. You understand? And, you know, I guess she got upset with that. And I said, well, sister, you can take a listen to the radio broadcast, you know, see why. I said, oh, I'm really not interested, brother, but I'll pray for you. No, I don't want your prayers. You understand? I don't need your prayers. You better save them for yourself. Save them for yourself. You know, you and the rest of the Africans, who, or the Africans. You know, if I seem like I'm being, you know, sharp with my tongue, I am. I am. I don't care. You know, I don't give a damn. I'm being truthful. You know, I'm being truthful. I don't take you people seriously. Hell, you niggas don't take yourselves seriously. You can't be serious. African with a K. Oh, so I guess that changed the fact that the Romans named it Africa. That part you don't want to deal with. Akibulan. You know. The lies and the lies and the BS just don't stop. See, this is the problem. You know, we need to get all the BS away from us. These Negroes want you to show them some respect. And I'm like, fine. And I tell people all the time, you don't like what I say. And on Facebook, I've kept going through this with people on Facebook. I'm like, you don't like what I say. Why do you even bother to post? Ignore me. Ignore me. Why do you want to, why do you continue to talk and intrude on my space, on my Facebook page? Go somewhere else and, you know, do your thing. You don't like what's being said, but you're not going to tell me what I can and can't say. Unless you're willing to go up to the white man with your beating on your chest and telling him what he can and can't do in society to your people, when you rather be King Kong and Gorilla Mighty Joe Young to the white man, then you niggas could come to me and talk. When you niggas ready to go and beat Mighty Joe Young, King Kong, and Godzilla all to the white man that you niggas probably go to work for, when you ready to do that, then you could come talk to me. You understand? I'm in Brooklyn. You understand, folks? So knock all that off. Nobody, like, all that nonsense you guys talk, knock it off. Go save it for the white man, and go with the revolutionary cats and whatnot. Everybody got a gripe with the white man. Go get it him. Let me see that. When y'all do that, then I'll be quiet. I'll be like, yo, I gotta take them brothers seriously. But I don't take you seriously. Nor you sisters. Nor you spirituality nuts. I don't take you seriously. Because y'all holding our people back with your goddamn foolishness. With your lies. With your made up teachings. You understand? Your bootleg teachings. That you took from other people. And then you're going to sit up here and try to tell lies and act like you didn't. You understand? See, I got no problem with the truth. I got no problem with the truth. I got no problem with whatever people say about me, as long as you can tell the truth. You understand? Because like I said, people can't handle this. When you start telling the truth, people get bent out of shape. People want to fight. They want to get mad. They want to beat on their chest. They go right into that gang savage mentality. The same savage mentality they accuse you of having, they go right into savage mode. You understand? But then when they true God come to white man, you know, all the savage go out the window. All they gotta do is come with a blue uniform on. You know what I mean? Cause you niggas respect blue. All you gotta do is come with a blue uniform on, and all the savage go right out of him. All the monkey King Kong go right out of the nigga. Man, we being raw and uncut tonight. You know, some nights I have my raw and uncut nights. I don't give a damn who don't like it. You gotta be raw and uncut. Sometimes. I ain't up here. I don't do that no more. I reformed myself. I'm not cursing up a storm anymore. Like, and I never really did that too much anyway. You know, but sometimes you gotta be raw and uncut. Sometimes you have to be a little, you know, you got to let it out. How my brother Polite said, sometimes you got to let the nigga out a little bit. And a shout out to Polite, you know. Sometimes you got to let the nigga out a little bit. Let him out. Let him get his roar on. You know? That's because I feel like it. You know? I feel like that sometimes. But this is necessary in the building of a state, a nation, a new collective. This is necessary. It's necessary. You got to break a few eggs. You got to tell some harsh truths and harsh realities. Like I said, if it's too hot in the kitchen, get the hell out the kitchen. You don't like it. I ain't saying people that had a problem with the things I said on Facebook, you got mad at me, but you didn't say I was wrong. You said, oh, no, you said I was wrong, but you didn't tell me why I was wrong. Oh, brother, you know, you stubborn. You just don't know, brother. And then I just told you. Tell me now, prove me wrong. Couldn't do that. Oh, brother, you just wrong, brother. Oh, I'm wrong because I told the truth. See, the truth will make a lot of people fold. We have to be truthful people. You notice what the white man says? Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. That means something. That's like an incantation. That's like a chant. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. That means that you, in order to become God, have to be truthful in everything you say. Maybe that's why you niggas are not doing nothing extraordinary. Because you telling lies. Because you telling lies. That's why you're not doing anything extraordinary. When you a liar, when you live your life and you know you telling lies, and then a lot of our people, they so off and they so out of touch, they don't even know a lie from the truth. That's how off a lot of our people are. That's how demented they've become. When you don't even know a lie from the truth, where you actually believe your own BS. You actually believe it, and you want other people to believe it, and when they don't believe it, you mad. Well, think about this. Certain people are receiving. Certain people are on a higher reception. So, no, we're not in that low state. We're not going to stay in that low circular state with you. We're not going to do that. We are evolving to a God race for real. That means mentally and physically and soulfully. We are evolving, some of our people. Some of our people are getting the message. You understand? Some of our people are getting the message. You understand? Some of our people are getting the message. Some of our people are moving forward. We're not trying to get caught up in anybody's energy. You understand? I refuse to give energy to people who are trying to get life breathed back into them. You understand? I'm not going to light anybody's light bulbs. I'm not going to turn on anybody's light with my energy. I'm not going to do that. Don't turn on other people's light with your energy. The wrong people anyway. Don't turn on other people's light, the wrong people's light with your energy. Let them keep moving in the darkness. Let them keep believing. Let them stay in that state. My Facebook page is private. Oh, well, no, it's not private. It's public. But, you know, the people who got a problem with the things I say, unfriend me. Don't make comments on my page. I say that. Cause I say all I'm going to do is speak the truth, and the truth, it rubs people the wrong way. The truth will rub people the wrong way because they sensitive. The black man is sensitive. You know? The black man has become like a little girl. Oh, brother, how you going to say that? Don't matter if it's true. But that's the reception. God's reception is going to make you, you ain't going to be able to help but to be truthful. You're not going to be able to help it. You're not going to be able to help but tell the truth. You understand? You're not going to help but be logical. You ain't going to be able to help but be logical. You understand? That's part of the evolution. That's real. That's the reality of the evolution. You're not going to, you know, when you're moving toward godhood or godship, you're going to have to tell the truth. It's like that movie, remember with Jim Carrey, where he couldn't lie. Everything out of his mouth had to be the truth for at least a time frame. Right? And that's the reception of God. The true people who have the reception of God, they ain't going to do nothing but tell the truth. You understand? They might, you might not be privy to it, you might not understand it totally, But in time you will, because truth always wins out over falsehood, even if you don't understand it at that certain point in time. Even if I might say something and you might not understand it at a certain point in time. People had an attitude with me, right? They had a problem with me because I told too much truth. You understand? I told too much truth. You know? I told too much of the truth. So I can't help myself. You know? If I can't tell the truth, if I can't be in reception, you know, I'm not going to be in reception too long if I'm not going to tell the truth. I'm not going to be able to receive. You understand? I'm not going to be able to receive if I'm not telling the truth. I won't be in reception too long. You understand that? We moving forward as a people. We are moving forward as a people. We are evolving as a people. We are connective in the intelligence of God. We are connective in the intelligence of God. We are collectively forming a new level of intelligence. This is the evolution. If I don't hear the gods talking like this, the so-called gods and goddesses, the people who claim to be gods talking like this, if I don't hear nothing new coming out your mouth, then guess what? God is dead. God is dumb. God is dead. If I don't hear nothing new coming out of your mouth, like my nephew said, I repeat the words of my little nephew, 6 years old. God is dumb. God is dead. That's what happened when my sister tried to introduce prayer to him at the table. 6 years old, he said, God is dumb. God is dead. And that's the evolution. That's the evolution. Beautiful evolution, too. That means that we're raising people who are going to be intelligent. They're not going to just say things like that for the sake of just saying things. You understand? I had to explain it to my sister. These children are coming in greater reception with God because their minds are not adulterated. They're moving in an evolutionary bloodline. You understand? They're moving in an evolutionary bloodline. This is real. Collectively, we could be raising those children. Collectively, we can be raising those children. You sisters should be laying down with men from God. You should have bloodlines continuously flowing with men from God. Not men of God, but men from God. Meaning from the loins, from the physical manifestation, not the artificial creation, but the physical manifestation of God. You should be having children moving forward. You understand that? You should have children moving forward. You should be laying down with God. You understand that? Having children so that you can produce that bloodline and create that evolution of growing gods and goddesses. People in reception. That's what it means when your children are getting smarter. You understand? Your children are getting smarter and you work to make them stupider. You help slow them down. You help to deaden their reception. Just by the things you do. Just by the things you do. See, that's how people work. People work in submission to the beast, not in transmission with God. Like, for example, with the black woman. She'll have a child. I'm not saying all the sisters, but a lot of you sisters, you have children who are intelligent, who are mentally in tune, who are gifted mentally, who are intelligent, you know, master all the schoolwork and all this stuff like that, and they just, everything just comes easy to them. And instead of you looking to these children as young gods coming up, raising them, instead of you drawing energy from them to make yourself better, you try to make them worse. You try to bring them down to your level because you don't want the children thinking that they're smarter than you, that they're better than you, and you should be raising them to be that way. You understand? You should be raising your children to be that way. They should be smarter than you. They should be better than you. They should be forming a new reception with God. You understand? They should be reforming, forming a new reception with God. They should be in transmission with God. That higher self, that future self, they should be in transmission with that. That's real. That's not spookism. It's only spookism to those who are simple-minded, the ignorant ones who can't understand, you know, like I said, the short bus riders, you know, past, present, future, right? For the people who rode the slow bus, you know, you so-called gods. And like I said, this ain't a shout at the 5% nation. This is about everybody that wears that title, who claiming to be God. Because if you really are, then you're in tune with everything I'm saying. You're looking at the truth and what's being said. You're not worrying about doctrines and, oh, brother, why you offending us and whatnot. When did you niggas become women? You know, when did you get so sensitive? You know, God is not sensitive. You know, God is not sensitive. You know? When did y'all get so sensitive? See, real men who are building, they are constantly dealing with the harsh reality. Real women deal with the harsh realities of life. And when you deal with the harsh realities of life, when you constantly chastise yourself, power comes. Power comes when you whip your own ass. I'm going to say it again. True power comes when you whip your own ass. What do I mean by that? When you blame yourself, blame thyself. That's the first thing we say in the state of mental. Blame yourself. Blame yourself for your problems. Blame yourself for your predicament. Blame yourself for your situation. Blame yourself for the fact that you are not getting this intelligence of God. Because once you start blaming yourself, once you start taking the responsibility, then the reception becomes stronger. The reception becomes stronger, right? Because all focus is on you. And if all focus is on you and becoming a better person, then what happens? It's like that magnifying glass on the ant with the sun's rays going on, and that fire starts to burn the ant. That light and that fire starts to burn them. You understand? That's real. Reception is only going to come from people who are dealing with reality. True power will only come from people who are dealing with reality. That's real. That's where true power comes from. People who are dealing with reality. Not people who sitting here, I'll do what I can, or I'll try my best, or, you know, I'll do, you know, some things ain't in my control. Let me tell you something. Whatever's not in your control, get control of it. And whatever you can't control, get rid of it. I'm going to say it again. Whatever situation you can't control, either you get control of it or get rid of it. You understand me? There should be nothing in your presence dealing with yourself that you cannot control. You understand? Should be nothing that you cannot control, that you don't allow. If you got a bad heart, then you're going to say, you know, I ate bad foods. See, the black race, they good at scapegoating. They blame the white man. They get sick. They get cancer. Oh, and, you know, I don't know how I got sick. It ain't had nothing to do with all that fried food and all that pork and whatever the hell I was eating. I ain't had nothing to do with it. Or that I was overweight. That I was eating like a pig. It ain't have nothing to do with the fact I ain't exercise or eat right. You know? Especially when you have all these this knowledge out here on how you could do that. That's reception. God sends reception in these things for us to live better. You understand? I bear witness to that. I bear witness because when I used to sit up here and I used to think to myself, damn, I'm a coffee drinker. I was sipping on coffee when I was talking to y'all. I was drinking coffee, and I remember one day I said, I don't like milk. I hate dairy. I don't like milk at all. I don't like half and half, none of that stuff. So I said, damn, I wish it was something. And I definitely don't drink nothing with or eat nothing with soy in it. So I was thinking to myself one day, I was like, damn, I wish they'd make something, you know, that half and half or a creamer that either is made out of coconuts or almonds, something that's good that could be a good replacement for half and half. Damn sure found it at Whole Foods. You understand? Damn sure found it at Whole Foods. That wasn't a coincidence. You know? My mind was in tune with that. That's just small things. A lot of stuff been happening. But that's what happens when you don't let your mind get caught up in nonsense, in circular ways of thinking, doing things and whatnot. Afraid to try things. Like I said, black people, we had things, something called organic foods, which is just natural food without all the chemicals in it. You know, niggas would go, ugh, organic food. Ill organic food? Really? So you want to eat the chemicals and the crap and the nonsense. You want to eat the garbage. Organic just means without all that garbage in it. You got niggas, because of the word, they go, ill, organic, ill. That's a poison people with a poison mind. Can you really say that these people are gods? You understand? Can you really call these people gods with such poison minds, people who sit up here and curse you out because you question what they teach, ready to fight and argue with you? Can you really call these people gods, or are they savages? You understand? You know? They are savages. Can you really call these people? Are these really the people of God or from God? Or are these the people of God? See, the people from God, like I said, they take every opportunity to take care of themselves. They receive in the reception. They take care of themselves on every kind of level. Mentally, physically, soulfully, take care of themselves. They ensure that the best things are going inside of them. They're reading the best things, logical things. They're not doing like what they said in the concept of the mental masturbation. They don't do that. That's not what gods do. You understand? They don't engage in savage talk, nonsense. It's real. The 27th of January, State of Mintel's new conference. No more supermen, superwomen. We have something totally different. This is about the reception of God, people. The reception of the true and living God. Our services and our first mentorium, as we're building our mentorium, is all about God, raw and uncut. Teaching God and becoming God, raw and uncut. You know? Raw and uncut. The boot camp of gods and goddesses. God, raw and uncut. God revealed. Raw and uncut. That's what we're doing from now on. We'll be right back.
I would build a bridge over the troubled water for you. The one that was here was weak and weary. Time had torn it down. We started little by little. We could meet right in the middle. Then we laugh about it later. But it's time for it now. Oh, as soon as all the work is done, get old hands in harmony. Sit and talk and share the sun. I know that you can feel it. But it's gonna take a village. But oh, it's gonna get a little easier. Oh, it's gonna get a little easier. Oh, it's gonna get a little easier. Understand. I want to build a bridge so that when the elders hear it, it reminds them of that spirit that makes us all the same. Don't give up on your children because of human nature. We got virtue, we got vices. All you've done is not in vain. Whoa, it doesn't matter how long it's been. understand. I wanna be the bridge between every sister and brother, father and mother, friend and lover, black, white and other, love one another. I dare you to just do it. It's the only way to prove it. And if I promise to take the first step, will you take the other? Don't you wanna be certain of? Don't you wanna know you're free and you can come together over me? Yeah. I know that you can feel it, but it's time to take a feeling.
You know, the people on Facebook, and, you know, like I said, Facebook is like truth serum. It really brings out the true people. It brings out the computer gangsters and the computer thugs and stuff like that. You know, like I said, I'm going to just have to take another Facebook crap. Let me get rid of some people. You know, people serve no purpose. You know, you're monkeys, you know. Monkey, go play on the monkey bars. Questions, comments. You know, anybody have any thing to ask or question about the broadcast tonight? I'm taking calls. You know, taking calls. Anybody got anything to say? Questions, comments. We don't call at the end of the show. We got 25 minutes left in the broadcast, so call in. Got anything to say, Wayne? Like I said, this is our broadcast. It's not just my broadcast. This is our broadcast. Don't wait till the last 5 minutes and then call in. Like I said, I give people plenty of time to call in, make comments, you know, agree, disagree. That's fine. I'm open to it. I'm fine. I'm open to it. You know, we need this forum in order to bring about the evolution, you know. We need this forum in order to bring about the evolution of our people, you know. So don't be afraid. Call in, comment. You know, the lines are open, you know. And, but if you want to sit back and listen to me, that's good, too. That's fine. Yes, I do this, you know, every month, 3 hours. I want to get things going more, but we're trying to build the Almond Mentorium number 1 here in Brooklyn, New York, for the evolution of our people. All right? So, questions, comments. Thank you, Sister Dyra, for putting the information up or the intelligence up in the chat room about the State of Mentel's meeting on the 27th. And our webpage, State of Mentel webpage, the SOM.info. So, thank you. I had to stress this more and more, you know, in our people going forward, because the title of God is not supposed to be distant from us. It's not supposed to be foreign to us. You know, it's not supposed to be something that we're disconnected by. It's supposed to be something that we're evolving by and moving ourselves forward with. You know, that's important. That's important in our evolution. You know, we're actually supposed to be growing into gods. That's the next chapter, the next level. We've done all we can do as people here. That's why if you keep noticing, our people are still at the same stage. We're still going through the same things over and over again because we're supposed to be growing. You know, this is the point of growth. We've been going through growing pains because we've been fighting the growth. You know, and it's all good. Like I said, I don't mind listening to people disagree with me, agree with me. That's fine. You know, I listen to everybody, but like I said, you know, let it, you know, the deciding factor and everything is logic. It has to make sense. You know, beyond me, if I stop making sense, then don't listen to me anymore. If I stop making sense, then don't listen to me anymore. Everything has to logically make sense. And if your teaching or whatever you're advocating for the people don't make sense, then we can't listen to you. If you can't stand up against questions, then that means you're not in reception with God. Because the reality of evolution in God is that, you know, God can answer anything. God can answer anything. God can answer for all of his actions. If you can't answer for your actions, if you can't, walk through your life and produce evolutions in your life that make you a better person, then, like I said, it's a waste of time and energy. Your life is a waste of time and energy. Understand? Your life is a waste of time and energy. Don't waste time on the lifespan that you were given because you're supposed to be evolving toward the state of God. You're not supposed to be walking the planet as a burnt out person. You're supposed to be lit up soulfully and mentally through the power of God. I said, people said, well, brother, how can you say that God's name is Amun? I said, because Amun begat humans. God is a man. Amen. Amen. God is a man. That says it all. Don't worry about the words and the vernacular and whether it's in English, whether, like I said, Amun is the only name that went through all those languages pretty much unchanged. That proves that Amun is God. His name went through thousands and thousands and thousands of years, you know, millions of years when man started to discover Amun's name. When Amun got in tune with man and woman, and his name has been unchanged. You know, you might have people pronounce it a little bit, Amin, Amun, Amun, Amun. It's pretty much stayed the same. That was this man's mispronunciation. But it's Amun. Now and forever. And it represented us coming forward in the world. As man and woman started to get recognize who God, who the true and living God was, they started receiving the power of God, the intelligence of God to build societies and civilizations and move forward. That became the turning point. That became the breaking of one cycle in which people were basically doing nothing. People were being uninspired. Like I said, you know, when people say, oh, well, brother, what about the Africans? I said the Africans were not in tune with God. They were not in tune with Amun. And brothers, oh, brother, how do you say that? How do you say the Africans wasn't in tune with God? Because they didn't build nothing. The tribal Africans didn't build anything. I said our people who were in Egypt and Sudan and Nubia, those people were in tune with God because they built societies and kingdoms. The people that build societies and kingdoms are in tune with God. Now, as simple as that. Whether you want to accept it, you know, take it with you or not, that's the truth. Because we are supposed to be doing what God has done. If God built physically the solar system, the planets and everything, if God built all these things, then we're supposed to be doing something on that level as well. We're supposed to be building as well. We're supposed to be the physical manifestation or building or doing something or following out a blueprint that God laid out. So just as God is a builder, we're supposed to be building as well. Physical building, not sitting around running our mouths and talking. That's not building. I'm talking about physical buildings. Physically raising people from the dead, meaning the mentally dead. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Through this intelligence of mentalect today. That is the intelligence from God to his lost people in the black race. That is the intelligence of God, from God, right? The intelligence from God, the true and living God, Amen, to his people who are lost in the darkness, who are being called the black race, because you are in darkness. We're not Africans, and we're not black people. These were names given to us by the white man, because we have been in a state of darkness. Thus, we become black people, people in blackness, in darkness, not people of light, not people who possess solar intelligence. Our lights have been dimmed, meaning our reception has been cut. We have not been receiving messages from the future to grow us into gods. You're supposed to receive messages from the future, from the ascension, from your children in the future. Your grandchildren, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren are supposed to be sending messages through the blood, through the air, to you to pick up, to move you to the next level. Collectively, you're supposed to come together with the people. You meet people at certain times. Like, for example, you might meet your woman, your wife, your girl, whatever. Right? Not a coincidence. That's the woman that you were supposed to have children with, to bring that bloodline forward, that ascension forward. Now, when you meet these slug Negroes or these slug Negresses, and you have little bastards out of wedlock and all this other stuff, that was no connection with God. That was you just going off of your own submental lust. There was nothing divine in that. I'm going to just say it like it is. You breed a bunch of little nigger babies. You understand? But when that divine connection happens, when you're on that level, you're tuned in, and you're meeting that supreme man or that supreme woman, and y'all coming together, and y'all bringing forth life, because it was meant for y'all to come together and bring forth life, that was dictated by your ascendance. Your great-great-great-great-grandchildren, they formed that connection. They made you two come together in this physical realm. Because if you didn't come together to make them or bring them forward, then they wouldn't be here. That's real. This is the power of ascension. You understand? This is the power of ascension. This is the power of reaching out to our ascendants, our children who have yet to come in physical form. This is real. We don't care who accept it, who don't like it. This is real. Just as the future, just as the past still exists, so does the future. I said a long time ago, if you are able to, have visions of the future, clairvoyance, clear vision of the future, then obviously the future exists. That means it's laid out already. If you can see it, if you can see something that's going to happen before it happens, that means it already happened. It already happened ahead of you. You were able to see it in the future. You were able to get an image of it. So that proves that the future has already happened and that we are walking into the future. So that proves that your children are already here in the future. That proves that they are still there in the past. Your so-called descendants, your ancestors are still there in the past in their time frame. They didn't go anywhere. Your children are constantly moving. Your bloodline is moving. When your bloodline stops, God stops. You understand that? When your bloodline stops, God stops. That's how that works. There shouldn't be no questions about who God is. God is your children. Amen is your children. It's not some unseen, detachable spook. God is your children. God is the ascension of you constantly coming forward. You understand that? That's real. It's not spookism. But to those who are mentally dead, it's spookism. To those who don't have any brains in their heads, like I said, to those who are trapped in special rituals and spirituals and being African and being all these old things of the past, these people who are stuck, you people are not connected with God. Thus, you are not God. You can only be God if you're connected to a God force. You understand? Because if you're not connected to a God force, then you just like everybody else out here. You ain't no different than mankind. You no different because you're doing the same things he doing. How is it that you God and you call a white man the devil? What makes you different? Because your skin darker? Get the hell out of here. You niggas smoke weed, you drink liquor, you chase women, prostitutes, whatever you niggas do. You understand? You do all that. You women, you whore yourself and all this other stuff, but you gods and goddesses, really? Really? And the white man is the devil? Really? If you're not doing anything on another level, on an extraordinary level, beyond the so-called black man, beyond the so-called white man, whoever man, I don't care who it is, if you're not doing anything on an extraordinary level, on a God level, then you're not God. You understand? You're not God. God will force you, your connection to the true and living God will force you to do extraordinary things. Will put an extra battery in your back to do things to raise your people. If I don't see that, you're not God. You understand? That's like saying, that's like calling yourself a cop, right? But you ain't got the gun. You ain't got the uniform. You ain't the NYPD never heard of you. You ain't registered with them. But you a cop. That's the same thing when you guys call yourselves gods. You understand? God never heard of you. God ain't thinking about you. God bypassed you. You understand that? God done bypassed you. Yeah, God does bypass a lot of our people. Yeah. Look in the book of Revelation. Why did they talk about the elect? Meaning the chosen people. Obviously, some people were not chosen. So did God bypass people? Did people voluntarily not connect with God's reception? Yeah, because they wanted the world. They wanted the church. They wanted everything out here in the world. Like I said, the world is church. They wanted the religion. You Pan-Africanists, you all you people, the Muslims, all y'all part of the world, man. How you know that is because when a guy 5% told me, oh, Allah, God's name is Allah, because so many people recognize that as Allah. Oh, really? So that makes it God's name because all these people recognize it as God's name. That means that's not his name. Don't you understand that? God don't never deal with a massive group of people. God only deals with an elect few. You understand? 144,000. A small group. God don't deal with that. So if you see millions of Muslims, that proves there ain't no God dealing with them. Because God is exclusive, as I explained before. God deals with exclusivity. He's exclusive. He's not inclusive. He's not including everybody. Because certain people just don't matter in the bigger scheme of God. They don't matter. But that's a hard pill for our people to swallow. It's easy to blanket yourself and just start calling everybody God. That's easy to do. Oh, I'm God. I'm God. Oh, yeah, I'm God. Me too. I'm God. I'm God too. Yeah, right. Keep telling yourself that. Maybe you'll believe it enough. I said people start believing their own BS after a while. You understand? People start believing their own BS after a while. This is where the BS stops, people. So, questions, comments. I got 10 minutes left. I am going to go through these questions before I end this broadcast. All right, you know, those of you who are first timers out here, we get a lot of new people. Our audience is building. I had a brother hit me up from England, you know, and they get the broadcast out there, State of Mintel Radio out there, and they're saying this is the truth. This is the truth. This is the boldest thing they ever heard to date. And we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna keep the reception going. The reception to God, the true and living God. We putting God first. But we understand and we acknowledge and we ultra-stand that God is Amun. Not Amun-Ra, not Amun-Re, not Yahawashah, not Allah, not Jesus. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with Amun as the true force that's moving through the so-called black man and black woman. That's going to bring you to that prominence as bright men and bright women. Bring about the evolution of a new people. Those of you who don't think this can happen, have a nice day. This ain't for you. Go somewhere else. This ain't for you. You're not of the chosen. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else and, you know, be useless like you've been being useless. You know, you serve no purpose. So let me go ahead and answer these questions. get out of here because it's late and, you know, I want my coffee. I was trying to sip on my coffee earlier, you know. And, yeah, I know people say caffeine and blah, 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 whatever. I'm going to drink my coffee anyway. So, you know. All right. Here we go. How are we becoming gods through reception? God, reception is being sent from our ascendants, from our children, into this present state. Reception, meaning messages, are being sent. Those of you who are in tune, those of you who are the elected, you're going to start receiving these messages for us to come together collectively. That's why a lot of you are listening to this broadcast. Some of you are listening to the broadcast. Some of you are going to fade out. Right? Some of you will come to our receptions in New York, and some of you will become members of the state of Mentel, because this is where the reception of God is coming to the state of Mentel, no place else. Now, this is where the reception of God is, the true reception of God, the true God, the real God, the one that will ignite our people into that bright evolution that we've been waiting on. We've been waiting for the next big thing. We've been waiting for that light to come to ignite with us, to form our relationship with God. You know, a house of relation. You understand? A house of relation. Not no houses of worship. No more houses of worship. Right? We are making reception with our children, our ascendants, our future ascendants, and making our children better in the process and ourselves. Are we gods already? No. God is a continuous thing that you're becoming. Like you continuously grow in the intelligence of God, and you will be gathered and you will grow as gods. Collectively, not as individuals, collectively. God doesn't even move as an individual. That's a lie. Right? That's a lie. God moves with a collective of people, a group. Right? Who are the ones that are growing toward God? The ones who are in tune mentally with God. The ones who are collectively coming together in this day and time as a collective in the name of the true and living God. The people who are going from those people who are under this human mentality, this sub-mental mindset, to an upper mentality, to an upper or a higher mentality in tune with God, who we refer to as the mentalist, M-E-N-T-E-L-L-I-S-T, not T-A-L-I-S-T, M-E-N-T-E-L-L-I-S-T, the real mentalist, the people who are in tune with the true and living God, Amen. See the word men in there, the word in there, because the word in from the old Sumerian means Lord. The people who are truly in tune with the Lord, the real Lord, the true Lord of the worlds, Amen. 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 Not Amen Re, not Amen Ra, Amen. That's it. The so-called Egyptians stuck that Ra together with his name. But then that also signified that those men started coming in the name of Amen, and they were receiving his intelligence. So that's why they did that, the Son of Man. That's where that comes from, that whole title. Are all of us growing toward God? No. Not, all of us are not growing toward God. We're not growing toward the reception of God. A lot of us are not going to grow into gods. That's not going to happen with the black race. Just because you're born black don't mean you're God. Stop that nonsense right now. Like I said, if you're useless, if you're a burnt out bulb, then we don't need you. You can call yourself God all you want to. You can say, well, brother, I got the potential. That brother, that sister got the potential. Potential don't mean a damn thing if it's not being utilized. You understand? You might as well not be here. Potential means nothing. Doing means everything. Get it done. Where is God? Where is God? God is in our bloodline. God is in our genes. God is in us. God is our children. The constant coming forward of our children, the ascension, they are the gods in the future. They are the ones controlling our destiny in this day and time. Those are the ones that we're trying to connect with. This is not no spookism. Those of you who can't see that, who think it's spookism, like I said, have a nice day. It's not for you. We could tell what kind of children you're going to raise. All right? Little niggas. Where is, okay, I think I answered everything. God is in the future. Right? And we are on that road to becoming God, in line with God, in line with the ascension, in line with our children. And that's it. That's it. So, I'm going to close out this broadcast. I'm going to play something nice. Join us on the 27th. January 27th, State of Intel is going to be doing the True and Living God. God Revealed. Join us in Brooklyn, New York. So, all right. I'm going to leave you all now with a Plan B, Mushina. Good night. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. Good night.